Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Welcome to I Love Movies, being recorded at the UCB Theater in Los Angeles on a Monday evening, as part of my Doug Loves Interrupting Scary Movies show that is supposed to be in that particular time slot. The podcast listeners will be hearing this on or around Halloween, so I'm going to try to make it as Halloween themed as possible. I could continue to go on and on about The Dark Knight, because it's kind of a Halloween thing. A lot of people will be dressed up as the various characters. There'll be West Hollywood will be amok with gay cowboys in nurses' uniforms, screaming, "Why so serious?" But on another topical note, before I bring our guests out, I just want to say that Bank of America, I know it's, times are scary right now financially, and there's also Halloween is coming up, so I think it's the perfect time for Bank of America to go with the slogan, "Be of A, be very of A." That's the kind of joke you come up with it and you go, does that make any sense at all? Stupid. My guest this evening, my first guest, I'll bring him out one at a time. You know this gentleman from a hugely popular amongst people who, you know, aren't into hugely popular things. They're into stuff that's super cool and not particularly hugely popular. That program would be Human Giant, and that man would be Paul Scheer, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you.
And what can we say about this next gentleman? Did you see him backstage?
I saw him backstage. He's very excited.
He is? He's pumped?
He's in costume.
Really?
No. We could, for the podcast listeners, he's in total costume.
Oh, okay. What's the costume then?
Matt Walsh.
He's dressed as himself?
Yeah. So it's an authentic costume.
Thanks for reminding me who the guest was. Ladies and gentlemen, you loved him on those shows that he's been on.
That movie
he was in.
Yep.
I was just watching Old School the other day. He's great in that.
Great in that.
And Eddie Pepitone is in that.
Rob Corddry's in that.
He's in that too?
Yeah.
Which part is he in?
I don't think Cordry has a line.
There's a man waiting backstage to come out who just launched into a chat during his intro. Matt Walsh is here, everybody. Matt Walsh. There he is. He did wear the Matt Walsh costume.
I enjoyed your conversation. That's the best introduction ever.
Oh, really? You like
just
that?
Just people going off on a tangent.
Yeah.
I like that.
Chatting about you and your storied career.
What are you going for Halloween this year?
I'm going to go. I was thinking about being the guy that's wearing every laminate he's ever gotten at every show that he's ever
been to.
That's
a lot.
And I have quite a few of them. It might not be physically possible.
I want to go as the UPS guy from those terrible commercials. You know, where he bounces on his heels and he's got that long hair and he gets at the marker board and he's like, what's Brown going to do for you? Do you know that dude?
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
the most annoying man on television. That's what I'm
going to
be.
I'm changing. I'm going to dress as that then.
You're stealing my costume?
Yeah, I'm going to go as that too.
I thought we were spitballing ideas. We were trying to help each other.
I was going
to. That's not spitballing.
No, well,
you're
you
stealing.
I mean, my idea was bad, but you know, you have a good one, so let's run with it.
I'm going to go as a guy that I'm not going to go as a guy in the commercial. I'm going to go as a guy it was based on for the commercial.
That's based on. That's the ad guy who did that.
That's
he stole that.
That's what I'm going on.
You can't take my idea.
I was
going
to go as Jasmine from Aladdin, but now I'm going to go as that.
Did you already buy a Jasmine costume?
I have a couple.
You have a couple? So you've worn it before Halloween?
Yeah.
Really?
For fun.
For fun?
Yeah.
Like, how old were you the first time you put Jasmine on?
28.
Since then, 200 times?
I don't know. What, like, once a day for a couple of years? Yeah, like 900 times, 925 times.
Well, you give Pocahontas a spin every once in a while, don't you?
Yeah, well, that's a different costume. I mean, when I'm working out and I feel good about myself, I wear Pocahontas.
Oh, so you've
it's more revealing.
You've been in a sad phase. Like, Jasmine is like, Paul doesn't like himself, and Pocahontas.
Jasmine's joyful, but Pocahontas means, like, my body's got to show up to play that. Jasmine's about the mind.
You got to rock it.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Pocahontas is about the body. Ariel, it's also about the body, but that's also about the mind, too. So
it's also about not having legs, right?
She's got legs.
She's got legs?
Yeah, she's got legs. She got legs.
You sure?
Yeah,
I don't
I'm
like
positive.
That song that Ariel sings when she's like, what's that word, spoon, and what's that other word, feet? Like, she can't think of human words, and it's just like,
it's
but
weird
she's
that
talking
she would...
in human talking. It can make full sentences. Why do you just synapses come apart when you get to a simple word like feet?
And why would her whole song be reaching for the next word? It would just be a poorly constructed thought. Like, I could see once every couple of words, but that was like, what's that word? And what's that other word? It's like, all right, we'll just say it in your stupid language, then you mermaid.
Oh, Jesus, Paul. And do not get me started about Sebastian. That one time.
Sebastian. Ursula. Damn you.
Is this Hills?
Yeah, we're talking about the Hills. What's his name?
Grandpa doesn't know the Hills, so give me the skinny on the Hills.
Spencer Pratt on the Hills just got, he just won an award from some magazine, People or something, as one of the 20 worst actors in the history of television.
Really?
Worse than Gossip Girl?
They were on there too, maybe, or 90210 Girls were on there, but...
Their whole life is like a photo op. Like, there's one picture of them on the boardwalk, and Spencer's holding a book, reading it like this, so the camera's getting the book. His girlfriend's kissing him, and the book is like, How to Make a Million in a Financial Crisis. That's literally like, it was like taken last week. He's like, and she's kissing him. They're the worst. The worst. Who runs out and gets that book? Oh, it's just terrible on every level.
They're bad people.
Do you want to kill them?
I met them.
You met them?
I did.
Why
I met
do you
them,
kill
at,
them?
The,
I
at the Hills premiere party. And they
Why were you at the Hills premiere party? What's wrong with you? Why do you do that?
Well, because we have a show on MTV, and that's one of the perks. Is
but you hate these people?
Oh yeah, but I would
it's
love
still
to gawk
fun
at
to get
them,
near
yeah.
them, and it's fun when they come up to you and they're like, "I watched Best Week Ever, and you said that shit about me," and you go, "Yeah,
yeah.
Let's make out."
That party was the most awkward thing, because I thought it was going to be like a party. But it just was all the people from the Hills and their parents. So, like, I just wound up talking to LC's dad about, oh, LC hates to fly. when we were a kid, I gave her too much. I gave her too much Dramamine, and she passed out. She wouldn't wake up for a couple hours. It's like, oh man, you drugged your child. And but Heidi and Spencer were kept in a different corral. Like they were both in corrals. Like they were on a, like LC and her girls were in a nice little thing with cabanas and meat. And then Heidi and Spencer were in this other area with the MTV executives just being douchey with Joe Francis. They were hanging out with Joe Francis.
Joe Francis, I saw
W-G-G.
Him. At, I saw him at some function, and he said, as he was passing by me, we didn't stop to chat, but as he was walking by, he's like, "I love your work." And I was like,
"There's like a 15-page like Joe Francis mini autobiography on the Joe Francis website. You should read it." Sometime.
Oh man, I would love to read that.
He talks about how
he wanted more than anything for Hugh Hefner to love him. Like he wanted Hugh Hefner to welcome him into the world of pornography, I guess. And Hef didn't give him his comeuppance, and that's his whole like treatise. He's really scorned that Hefner didn't accept him.
Joe Francis put his arm around me and Aziz and said, "Hey, get a picture of this, the sleaziest guys in Hollywood." Two people did not belong to that definition.
You know that's his line all the time. Like, everybody, come on, it's fun to be sleazy. You love me because I'm so sleazy.
Have you ever been to the Playboy Mansion?
Yeah, I have.
What do you think of it?
I fed grapes to monkeys.
Wow.
Really?
So, yeah, any place where that happens is my favorite place on earth.
Were they your own grapes? Or is like
no, they have a little a grape machine with a little knob on it. $40 per grape. Hef knows how to clean up. There's just grapes in a jar or something. Or I don't know why they were there. I mean, I know they were for the monkeys. And
did you go in the grotto?
Yeah. That's kind of gross. It's just kind of, I don't know. It probably doesn't actually smell bad, but the idea of everything that's happened in there makes the inside of my nose unhappy.
Feels a bit like medical students waiting for people to fuck or something. There's all these people hanging out. It's weird.
Yeah, have yeah. It's there? Almost like there's scientists all milling about. Yeah. Like they got nothing better to do than talk to each other and have a frothy drink. And then eventually they're going to do research on these
throw
people.
Throw some animals
start,
in the pool,
start
won't
randomly,
you?
Yeah, just fucking in front of
fucking,
people.
But now aren't there like two levels of parties that are like, hey, you're having a party at the Playboy Mansion. We'll throw out these like kind of weirdo people that are at the Playboy Mansion. Then it's like, hey, we got Vern Troyer here. Let's pull out the red carpet Playboy Mansion parties. Like, he's a big. Is that like aren't there two levels?
Speaking of mansions, Haunted Mansion is is fun.
Good transition.
That's not
good.
Such a good movie smooth. Though. Did you see the Haunted Mansion movie?
No. I'm confused. Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, like it's as simple as, oh, Pirates of the Caribbean, they just turned the ride into a movie, which they really didn't at all. They just Pirates was the only really thing that was retained from the ride to the movie. and then they tried again with Haunted Mansion, the movie.
Jennifer Tilly,
and
they
I
have the elevator.
I wanted it to be successful because I
they
wanted
have the
it to
elevator?
Get ridiculous, like teacups movie.
Small world movie.
Monorail movie.
They're making a Hall of Presidents movie.
No, they're not.
Yeah.
It'd be really good.
Space Mountain movie. That could be a movie.
Matterhorn,
Space Mountain
the movie.
Could be a movie.
Space Ooh. Mountain could be a movie, yeah.
You should write
there
that.
There should be a hall.
Whoa.
There should be a Hall of Presidents that are vice presidents, Hall of Vice Presidents, uh-huh. And they can all tell children about how they run the Senate and how... They could explain to them all of their
that's
responsibilities
the
yeah, as vice president.
I'm going to do a movie based on that big keelboat that goes around, the one with the big wheel that goes around that lagoon.
Oh, the Mark Twain Riverboat?
Yeah, the Mark Twain Riverboat.
I'm going to do it about the parents who buy their children autograph books and like the kids have to sign, get Goofy's signature and Donald's signature. And then the weirdo that tells you if you go through that ride, because I met somebody at the chicken place where you eat chicken. And he was saying, look at the 14th plate on the right-hand side. You can see Mickey made out of two cookies and a pancake.
What?
All right. Let me eat some chicken, man. Like, people get obsessed crazy about that stuff. Like, the people who go multiple times. Does anyone here
I'm
go
one
to
of
Disneyland
those people where
times?
My parents got a timeshare there.
Disney Anna's or something like
that? Oh, that, yeah. You're a Disney Anna?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, really?
Wow.
I guess I made fun of your folk. What's
how many times do you go to Disneyland today?
Excellent question.
That's a great question.
That's a great
Thank
question.
You. 9 times today. These guys are crazy. Mm-hmm. It's,
how many
you
times
to, like, you have to park
average,
every time?
In an average year, how many times do you go?
Oh, dozens.
Dozens. Wow. I have an annual membership.
So you get the pass. You get the year-long pass.
Are you a pedophile? I have to ask you. I have to ask you.
We should be repeating what he's saying.
I believe you. When you say no, I believe you, but I legally have to ask.
No, that's fine. It's a legal question.
Right?
It's a legal question.
Okay. I'm not trying.
Remember that his part of the conversation is unheard by our listeners.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Because we're not miking him.
Oh.
So if you have anything more to say, talk into the microphone.
I get that a lot. You know, I go there.
Yeah, can we go back? Can we try to, we can't. We're not going to rewind, but we could still give them what they missed.
I have to ask you, are you a pedophile?
No, but
no, that wasn't
that
the first part of it.
We had a more.
Where did it start? I go to Disneyland 24 times a year.
How many times a day?
I go 9 times a day.
Okay.
All right.
Ask him how many times.
He said.
I go, oh.
I'm wearing Ariel panties as we speak.
That far back?
Was another thing he said.
What's your favorite?
The Hills. We were talking about the Hills before that.
Let's go back to your introduction.
He said something about Spencer Pratt and a kill fuck or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's your
favorite?
Nice
guy. He's a nice guy. Yeah, nice I'm glad we got him in the show.
And I talked about being a UPS guy for Halloween.
Oh, me too. I think I brought that up and then you took it.
All bits aside.
Yeah.
Don't take my Halloween costume. I'm dead serious.
I think I had
Do not
that.
Take my
I
Halloween
costume.
All joking aside.
Well, you listen to the track.
You know, it's
remember.
Funny coming to theater make people laugh. Do not take my Halloween costume.
Whatever, bro.
I'm not fucking around, all right? I know where you live. Like, how am I going to find out? I'll find out.
Where
I will
live?
Know, yeah.
I have an unpublished address.
I know where you trick or treat.
Touche.
All right, so...
I'm going to go dressed as Barack Your Mama's House.
What's that?
It's a combination of Barack Obama and that movie
Mama's House.
How are you going to dress that? Like, what are you going to wear?
You'll dress as a female Barack with fat?
And a house.
Are you going to go Barack hair or Mama hair? Like, you going to go curlers? Or are you going to go, like, tight weave?
Super, super little pinner curlers.
I like that.
And
fat suit or no fat suit?
And one of them's a joint. What?
Fat suit or no
fat suit? Yeah.
Fat suit.
I can't believe you guys keep asking me questions about this.
I want to see if you're for real.
It was horrible. Then you drug it out.
People in the valley really get into Halloween. I live in the valley, and they have graveyards. And there's a couple people who are. Neighbors or whatever, kind of like this guy, and they put spook houses in their backyard, and you're there with your kid, and you're not sure if you want to go back there.
Ooh, I wouldn't want that, yeah.
Yeah.
You wouldn't put a spook house back there.
No, I wouldn't put a spook. But the good thing is they have gravestones on their front yard. I love that.
You guys are on a roll. I didn't think you needed me to do anything.
Doug just got up.
You guys were having a good conversation, so I just went and got
You got Leonard Maltin's Top 1000?
I got my Leonard Maltin book.
Oh, nice.
Because we play the Leonard Maltin game on the show.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
So
what
I wanted
it?
To get ready for that, but I wasn't going to do it right now.
All
right.
Do it now. What is it?
Do we have to talk about
a fun
movies,
game that we play.
Movies that came out or anything like that?
Well, horror movies. Did you see Saw 5?
I saw high school.
We got a timid yay in the audience.
People said I looked like the poster. They say I look like the poster of the guy
Oh, that's
Saw 5.
That's not a compliment. That is not a compliment, as it turns out.
I know
out.
It's not. It's
a
terrible compliment.
That's terrible.
I think I have a beautiful face.
So does that guy.
He has a beautiful face, but then you're reminded that it's somebody else's skin. That's what's weird about
it. No, people are saying that because you also have your face attached on like a mask.
It's just show business.
At least
I'm
it's a break. It's a break
I'm
94. From...
I'm 94 years old. So.
It's probably a nice break for you, though, from Juno's dad.
Yeah.
Probably got tired of hearing that all the time.
I heard that a lot.
I tried to do one that's like not really that close.
I get the cop from
but
Die
a burn
Hard a lot
at the same
too.
Time. The what?
I get a
Reginald
lot.
Vell.
Bruce
yeah.
Willis.
I get Reginald Vell Johnson a lot.
I got the father from Family Matters.
Yeah, I get him. Family Matters. I'm like, I'm not the guy. I am not on that show. I don't know you're seeing, but I'm not him.
You do like say, him. Did I do that a lot? You're always saying that.
I don't really look like that.
It's because
guy.
You have that same sad story. We go, I shot a kid.
That is the only thing we have in common. We've both shot a kid.
I shot a kid, John.
And we Christmas at Bruce Willis's house every year. Me and Reginald Vell.
He keeps
and
on
two
showing,
of his kids. I don't even know their names yet.
He keeps on showing up to Bruce Willis's house, but Bruce does not let him in.
I go to the guest house.
No, they just talk the whole night. They just talk over walkie-talkies.
Listen, if I don't make it
outside.
Out of here.
He knows his place. He
if
stays
I don't make
outside.
It out of here alive tonight, Bruce.
Al Powell, you still down there?
I don't know what Hans
you
is up to.
You should have seen this fucking gravy that we had, Fatman.
Did you see Saw 5?
Who, what?
Did you see Saw 5?
I did not and will not. I did not see Saw.
I saw Tallhead.
I did not see Saw 2.
I saw Tallhead, yeah.
I did not see Saw. I did see Saw 3. I did not see Saw 4. And I won't see Saw 5.
I saw Saw 1. And then I'm a big fan of Donnie Wahlberg, so I saw Saw 2. But I really only see it. I don't see it for the deaths. Danny Glover was in the first one, so I always have to see a Danny Glover movie. And then the second one was Donnie Wahlberg.
Never anything seen a, never with Danny Glover in it. Any Danny Glover movie, you will see.
I'm there, front row. Everything's
really?
In the weapon.
Be
yeah.
Kind, Rewind. You see it?
Done. Sit it.
Yeah.
Saw it.
Sit it.
Sit it. You know,
Darjeeling Limited. Trick question.
That not in it. Not in it.
Royal
if he
Tannenbaum's,
was, it would have been better.
Tannenbaum's?
He was in Tannenbaum's. Of course, he saw that. That's amazing. No, this was...
Color Purple. Watched those scenes where he beat his wife numerous times.
Really?
Boom. No one beats Danny Glover.
What's your favorite?
I'll tell you
beating?
This much. When he's beating his wife, he is not too old for this shit.
What's your favorite beating? Does he ever use a weapon? Or just barehanded all the time?
He is a lethal weapon. His hands. But No, I don't know. He was great. He does a backhanded thing, which is always nice.
I never liked the toilet death in Lethal Weapon. I never.
It was a no death. It was.
I
a
know,
bomb.
But you know what I mean. The toilet.
Well,
bomb.
It was a lot of work on that guy's part to go into the guy's house,
yeah,
and rig the toilet
exactly.
paper. And like, boom! It wrote on the toilet paper. Yeah. Like, it's blew up that fucking house at that point.
That guy deserves to be accidentally blown up while he's writing boom. All right, so the Leonard Maltin game works like this. I list the cast from a motion picture from the lower listed character actors up to the top lead actors, and you guys say stop when you think you know it, and then you guess.
Okay. Paul Scheer will destroy me.
No, I won't. This
is
a tough one. This is
well, you know, also, there's no winning or losing. There's just you're either the best or you're not as good.
Just love? All right.
And I'm going to try to keep it in the horror genre. I think that'd be fun.
Well, that's good.
So it's made it difficult to pick one, though.
Phantasm. Is it Phantasm?
No.
Don't look at the book, Paul.
I'm going to get a good one. Yeah, don't cheat. Don't see how many pages in I am, because that's a good way
is
to
Rocky
figure
Horror
it out.
A horror?
You can't suggest titles to me. It
Rocky
ruins
horror.
The fun of the game.
Final Destination 2.
Rocky Horror.
Okay, I'm going to go with Final Destination 2.
The Omen. Omen. The Omen. Remake. Liv Schreiber.
Yeah, you guys just start guessing. And when you get to one that I think
Exorcist.
I might choose.
Scarface. Scarface.
I will
is that a
stop
horror movie?
You.
Oh, they had no, a, that went horror. To Universal Horror Nights last night, and they had a zombie Al Pacino running around. So it was Tony Montana in the white suit with bullet holes and a machine gun, and he would run. It was a zombie Tony Montana. He's like, hey! Just yell at people and pose in front of the Desperate Housewives building. That was the Tony Montana ride.
And you loved it. You did love it.
100%.
Yeah. And the dog scared you. The graveyard dog scared you.
Oh, man, did you go to Universal Nights of Horror? Do yourself a favor. You're hearing this around Halloween. Fly out to California or Orlando and make your Halloween amazing.
Yeah, if it's like always been your dream to have someone run up to you and shake a can of nuts in your face.
Pretty good. Pretty
then
good.
Then you should go check it out.
The best job at Universal.
It's only $40 a ticket to have a guy shake a can of nuts in your face.
The best job at Universal Studios Nights of Horror is you get to walk by the Psycho House because the terror tram, it's the regular tram, but someone died, so you have to get out and walk. So the terror tram breaks down.
And they decorated at least, or no?
No, really, the actor on the terror tram was pretty terrible. She's like, "Oh no, someone died. You guys have to walk." And I'm doing. I did it a little bit better than she did it. So you walk by, and then you walk by the Psycho House, and there's a guy dressed like Norman Bates, the least scary killer, and he just stands up in front of the house. Just stares.
Gives everybody a look.
Just gives you a look. Never move, never
like,
attack anyone.
I might suddenly kill a tramload of people with my bare hands.
Just stared. That was it. He never moved. Never moved.
I've got a knife. I'm going to kill all of you.
I'd have to go upstairs, change it to my mother, then run down and get the knife. That's too complicated. So I'll leer at you instead. But you know, the thing that was great was it wasn't Anthony Perkins, Norman Bates. It was Vince Vaughn's Norman
For real?
No. For, oh.
That would have been amazing. Because there would have been double take. It's fucking
whoa.
Cool.
No,
that's the beauty of it is they probably have, you could hire anybody that looks like either of those two guys.
You wouldn't know.
It would be good to go. All right, I found a scary movie. I guess it's supposed to be a scary movie.
Scary movie.
It's from 1987.
87?
87.
Scream.
No.
This is going to be hard because no famous people are in scary movies. It's like Kevin? Neil Donovan and, you know, they all acted in one movie.
Well, I'm using the term loosely. I think it would be, maybe it might be under action, horror. I don't know what they'd call
American
it.
American Werewolf in London.
Ghoulies.
I love the enthusiasm of guessing with no clues. All right, guys, it's a movie. Go.
Freaky Friday.
Kevin Peter Hall is in this movie. I think Kevin Peter Hall's only been in two or three movies total.
All right.
So that's a good one. That's a good clue. So this guy's hardly been in any movies. Shane Black.
Oh, Shane Black. The author? Swim Fan.
That is a horror movie.
Yeah, go on.
That's not the one. R.G. Armstrong. Richard Chavez. Sonny Landham. Jesse Ventura.
Magic.
Former Governor Jesse Ventura.
The one with the glasses? What is it? It's They Live?
The one with the glasses and the things?
Yeah.
Towering Inferno.
They Live?
Remake.
No, it's they not They Live. Okay. That's a good guess, though.
Jesse Ventura.
People in the audience know it.
Predator?
Bill Duke was
the
in
thing.
This movie.
Who?
Don't yell it out, dude.
I wish I had better
I said people know it. I didn't say people yell it. Did you hear him?
No.
Okay, well, play it out. As soon as I start to say another name, you yell it out. No, I didn't hear him. Jesse Ventura, Bill Duke, Elpida de Picara, Pola Jola, Carl Weathers was in this.
Oh, Predator.
Yeah. Oh, right. The guy, the thing the guy just yelled
yeah,
a few
Predator.
Minutes ago that I pretended to not hear. Predator,
yeah, Predator
of course. Predator.
Predator.
But that's how it works.
Good guess.
Always chews up a lot of time. For some reason, people who listen to the podcast enjoy that. Do you guys enjoy it when it happens live in front of you? Or is it annoying that nobody knows the answers
when you
know it in your head? We're out of time, guys.
Oh, but I got a good one.
Okay, do it. All right. Well, that's the crazy world of, you know, podcasting. You're just like,
you
fuck it.
Along.
This episode's going to be 31 minutes. Okay. All right, Matt, got anything you want to plug?
Kilgore, Friday, Halloween. It's a bloody theatrical experience.
Oh, it's usually you bloody up the stage in New York, but now you've done it out here for a couple of years.
Yeah, now we're doing it out here. We're doing it in New York and L.A. this year.
You're doing it both?
Yeah.
When's it going to happen?
But it's not like Universal Horror. It's like a story.
Yeah, okay. Was I accusing you? Like,
no.
With a glance?
I don't want to misrepresent
it. Was it a look in my eye that said, this is some Universal bullshit? They're going to take me on a goddamn tram ride.
You have the same face when Paul told his psycho story. That's
oh, okay. Fine. No, that's just my face.
Okay.
So,
people can't see it.
I was just in face mode.
All right. Here we go. I had one that I thought was really good. Then I got nervous that no one would get
it. But what's the dates in New York? When are you doing it in New York?
This week it starts. Probably like Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And then L.A. is in... Like just Friday, two shows on Friday.
All right, this probably won't be uploaded in time, but that's cool.
All right.
Next year, everybody, Kilgore. It's a Halloween treat.
And you know what, while we're at
perennial
010,
Halloween treat.
2010, we might as well hit that one too. In
yeah,
case I don't get on the show.
2010 it, everybody. Let's all make a pact. That's what we're going to do on Halloween.
New Year's Eve.
Paul's still looking.
Well, I had one. Okay, you ready?
It's a long
here
episode.
We go. All right. What the fuck is it? All right, I'm going to do this one. Oh, damn. All right, well, does it have to be a horror movie?
No, no.
Now, right. What was it you were telling me the other day about your inability to find things that are alphabetized? Is that a real...
No,
is that a genuine affliction?
Well, okay, I'll tell you what I was looking for. I was looking for Jacob's Ladder, and it's not here. It's on. I have Jacob the Liar. I have Jamaica Inn. I have Jailbait and Jaguar. It's not here. And then
you
I
have
had,
to give it to me right now.
We're going 32 now, minutes. We're going 32 minutes.
Let's go on the record here about how he does not smoke pot and I do. He is not high.
Oh, is it spelled J O C? J A C. Not J O C. J A C.
Jacob's Ladder.
I got it.
1990.
Wait, wait, wait. But let it be known that he turned
J-O-C?
The page.
J-O-C?
Let's play. Not let's play. Bing Rames.
Mission Impossible
Jacob's
3.
Ladder.
Eric LaSalle.
Jacob's Ladder.
ER,
Patricia Callender.
Jacob's Ladder.
Jason Alexander.
Jacob's Ladder.
Pruitt Taylor Vince.
Jacob's Ladder.
Matt Craven.
Jacob's Ladder.
Danny Aiello.
Do the right thing.
Elizabeth Pena.
Predator 2.
Tim Robbins.
Rock the Cradle.
Yes. That's our show. Let's hear
Thank
it for
you.
Paul and for Matt. As always, Willem Dafoe is a shithead. End theme.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you.